Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to welcome all of the papers that have been submitted for this MX. I mean, essentially, we have one topic to discuss, but it really it's up to us what we make of that opportunity, and there are many issues that we can talk about. I'd like to just support those colleagues that have said that our discussions need to be future-focused and take account of, you know, rapid developments in technology over the past 20 years. I think that just commenting briefly on the US paper, I think many of the recommendations outlined in that paper are ones that we would very strongly support. And I just wanted to highlight a few. I think the issue of setting the BWC on a firm financial and organisational foundation, we would strongly support. We've previously put forward papers around strengthening the ISU. And I think that there are a lot of discussions going on at the moment in the context of our MSP chair's work on the finance paper about how we can put it on a sustainable financial model. If we can, that would allow new initiatives securing consensus to be approved, budgeted and actioned. Just a couple of comments on some of the other US suggestions. On CBMs, for example, I think there's more we can talk about there. We already submit CBMs under the BWC regularly, but there is a problem with the low level of CBMs. So I think there's a conversation that needs to happen about why it is difficult for countries to submit their CBMs regularly, and if we're embarking on new CBMs, you know, how we get countries to actually subscribe to those and share information on what they're doing. I think universal membership is very important, and we're very pleased to have Niue recently joined the BWC, and last year we had Samoa. But I think one thing we need to think about is how we make the business case for small countries about what the value is for them of joining the BWC. Australia is a strong supporter of UNSGM, so we support the recommendation on that. I think the four questions in paragraph 29 provide a useful framework for our discussions. I would also say that you know, there's been some talk about, you know, the legally binding verification protocol today, but you know, it's very true that there's a lot that states parties can do in terms of strengthening the BWC, even if we're not able to negotiate a verification protocol. And that includes things like building confidence in national implementation, such as through voluntary peer reviews or implementation reviews. And we've had very good reports on some of those during these meetings. Thank you.